This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Back in December, me, you, Hoff, and Mitch, who was awesome.
Mitchell from Fort Lee.
Love him. Big caller, great guy, awesome dude. We went to Saturday night's main event, sat ringside, had a great night. You guys were driving there, and we were banging back drinks, and you guys went and got wings. Just a phenomenal night, right? That night, he said, hey, listen, I've got tickets for the first game of the Subway Series in the Bronx, Yankees and the Mets. And he came up with enough tickets where we could all go, and incredibly, incredibly generous gesture, the front row, basically touching the padding in right field, right? Now, we were all in, and then I'm like, whoa, okay, game six, this could be an issue here. So I backed out early.
Last week, right?
Like, yes, yeah. Like preemptively, I looked at the schedule. I'm thinking there's no way the Knicks are going to win this in less than six, if they win at all, hoping they could stretch this to six. But I had to leave my night open. I had to be fair to Mitch because the tickets weren't cheap. I bowed out. You have not done that. To your credit, you want to fulfill your end of the bargain, but there's been some hemming and hawing, some teetering going on. So now that you know that there will be a game six, the verdict is Sal will be doing what on Friday night?
I still don't know. And
what? I still don't know.
No, I don't know. I was talking with Mitch this morning. I told him after game, it was after game four is where I first started to think, uh-oh, I might be in a little tougher predicament than I thought. And I was hoping that I wasn't going to be faced with this challenge, which is why I'm really mad at the Knicks.
I was hoping you would be. I was hoping you would be.
There will be a game six. There will be Soto's return to the Bronx, Mets-Yankees Subway Series tomorrow night. And I made a commitment to go with Mitch. I just don't want to miss game six. I'm torn. I will have a decision by the end of the show. I don't know what that decision is right now. And I don't want to leave him hanging.
Uh-huh.
He sold. He got four, like you said. He rearranged some things.
Mm-hmm.
Today he's like, you can do what you want, but yeah, I just remember I tried to get six tickets. I would have been going Sunday night if I could. And I was like, oh.
Oh, he's laying the guilt on you like the Italian mom.
He said, you know, it was one of those, don't worry, you can do whatever you want, but.
But.
Yeah. But he did sell the two tickets, and he got way over face value for it, so he's good.
So he has two left or
four now.
Still? Okay, the initial
him,
six, that right, gotcha.
His buddy Steve.
Stevie.
Hoff. And it's supposed to be me.
Okay. All right, so, I mean, I talk about waiting to run the clock out here, buddy. I mean, come on, get off the pot. So, all right, we'll get the answer at some point.
I'm genuinely torn here.
We understand that, as was I, but eventually I made a decision. So we'll get the decision later. I at least need to know, without identifying which way, are you at least leaning a specific way?
I don't want to miss the Knicks game.
I don't know how you could... To not watch the Knicks at home?
Well, remember, it's... Well, to watch them at home, yes.
I'm saying, like, the Knicks at the Garden.
Remember, too, a couple of things here. Knicks don't start till 8. And there are ways to watch the game while we are there. Hoff, are you shaking your head at me?
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually really pissed at you because Mitch went out of his way to get these tickets. He called me again today and said, listen, Hoff, I don't care what anybody else does. You and I are going to the game. I'm not selling anymore. It's me, you, my buddy Steve, and whoever else wants that last ticket, we're going.
If I don't go, are you still going?
Yeah, of course. I don't like back down from bets or back down from hanging out with my boys. Let's go.
I understand that. And that's why I'm torn. That's why I can't make a decision. Prior to last night, I told Mitch, like, hey, if they win tonight, we're good to go. He's like, oh, if they win, you know, you're not going. I go, no, I'm going to go to the game, especially if they win tonight. And then if they lose, I'll probably watch the Knicks. That's kind of what I said.
You said that to him?
Kind of, left it up for interpretation.
Because your voice trailed off there a little bit.
Well, I mean, I thought the Knicks were going to win. I thought they were going to win last night. I really believe they were going to win that damn game. I got to make a decision here. I'm torn between being a good person.
Yep.
Here's how I will lay it out to you before making an actual decision, which I got to contemplate it. Maybe we get Mitch on and I could come to a conclusion here before we say goodbye today. I'm torn between what I would want to do now under the current circumstances, which is fully watch both games, and what I committed to as a human being, committed to going. I know Mitch is excited about his buddy Steve. They're excited to have me out there. They offered us the tickets. They wanted to host us and experience that with us, and I don't want to let them down. That's what I'm torn between. Just like Mother's Day, kind of, where I'm torn between, I was torn between making a decision for myself and being like, well, I really don't want to spend, like, you know, want to spend 5 hours on the road, but I had to sacrifice for my mom. Am I now in another predicament where I'm sacrificing for Mitch and Steve and Hop?
Well, you got to start living for yourself, buddy. Knicks instead of Soto. Would you like the weather report? Because that was a factor, perhaps.
That's another thing. And then you throw in the hassle to get there, the subway and the subway back in the way. Yes, what is the
just
weather
trying to
report?
Provide you with all the information so you can make the most intelligent decision here. Okay, that is tonight. Let's get to Friday. So, 9 a.m., few showers, 11 a.m. Okay, you start to get in the window of, say, 3 p.m., 39%, 34%, 5 p.m. Oh, it looks like the baseball gods are going to start smiling because there's rain from like 2 to 5. Oh. And then at 6, it says mostly cloudy with the little teeny tiny yellow popping through. And now the percentage of precipitation is dropping throughout the night. It's going to be dry.
Think there's a storm front coming. His name is Soto.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The wuss. He couldn't play yesterday. Come on, man.
Hey, give him a mental breather. I'm good with it.
You think that's why they did it?
I think that they purposely said with the off day, knowing the emotions that are going to be in play, whether he's a robot or not, like it's...
Give him 2 days.
I put it this way, BT. I don't think it's a coincidence that they rested Soto the day before an off day before the return of the Bronx. And I'm all fine with that. Get the big boy ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he might leave Sunday night, has a good series, might touch 270 by the end of the weekend. Might get you there.
I'm expecting major, major damage from Juan Soto.
I know you are.
This weekend is where he finally becomes a Met. See, and this is where
Look how excited you are talking about this.
I know.
Then you're going to miss this now.
That's why I'm torn.
Dude, let me say one thing on my defense. I don't feel badly. Because number one, I offered to pay for the ticket immediately.
Yeah.
I said, if you're in a rush spot, I got you.
By the way, I did speak to him. He said, tell BT, don't worry, we're all good.
I appreciate that. I do, but I offered to pay. I didn't want to leave him a penny out of pocket, number one. Number two, now what would be unacceptable is if I had the tickets and I told you guys months ago and you make plans and then I'm like, no, I'm not going, right, which means neither are you. I'm staying home watching the Knicks. So I'm good.
Yeah. And he made more money anyway, Mitch. I think he got, you know, whatever.
So, yeah, BT, you would never have matched what he
he was going to
do. You know what he actually got? You know what he got? Really good? Did well?
Yeah. He did great.
Yeah. Nice. Good for Mitch.
Yeah. I think I might sell my ticket.
Do you actually have the digital copy yet?
He's going to give it to me soon.
Now, I tried, not
after he hears this. He's not.
I tried to ask Mitch. I was like, he said he's definitely going no matter what. Because if he wasn't, then I was going to be like, all right, maybe we'll go out. Or I'll invite you over.
To watch the game together. Yeah, that would be a nice common ground there.
Right? You know what I'm saying? Like, Mitch, we still get to hang out.
Yeah.
But we get to watch both games, have you over, maybe order some food, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
But he's going to the game. So, and by the way, like, a part of me really does want to, I want to be there.
I know you do.
When Juan Soto takes the town back.
Mm-hmm. Tries to get past Grisham in the old OPS department. Should be a fun night.
BT and Sal on the Fan. Steve is calling from New Fairfield, Connecticut. What's up, Steve?
Hey, what's up, boys? How are you?
Hey, Steve.
Sal, I don't know if she said in the beginning you were shocked last night. I don't know if you were shocked at the result or shocked at the effort.
I am shocked at the result of the game last night.
How can that be? Sal, if you just step back a minute, we all take a deep breath. We're all rooting for the Knicks. We've been outplayed 4 out of 5 games. We're in a closeout game last night, which is crazy, where you literally could say we've been outplayed in the series. The one in game four, I thought we played well. That was our game. We played well.
Understood.
And it's actually, who knows how that, I think we would have won, but Tatum was throwing down bombs, him and Brunson back and forth. So to say last night, you're shocked with the result, and Boston are champs,
but
man.
Steve,
you got to put a knife.
But Steve, you're talking like the Celtics are healthy. They lost their best player.
It's one guy, Sal. Championship
team. It's not one guy. It's their best player. Do you think the Knicks would win without Jalen Brunson?
9-2. 9-2 without him, Sal.
Yeah, no, who'd they play?
Who'd they play? Yeah. They won a championship over the past year.
No, Steve. So
we should go into Boston and win a game 5 because one guy who's a great player is out. The Knicks have not played this series, and I love the Knicks.
No, Steve, I'm not disagreeing with your point, and thank you for the call. I think it's an excellent point. I'm not disagreeing with your point overall. I felt the same way. I've said it many times after game 1, after game 2. Even if the Knicks play the way that they did in game 4, going up 3-1, I would have felt totally differently if Tatum were healthy. Two things happened. The Knicks finally played a complete game in game 4, and the Celtics' best player is hurt for the entire season and next season. Not only that, no Kristaps Porzingis. I mean, they're as depleted as can be. Can the Knicks show some guts? Can they show the heart of a champion and put a team away when they're on the mat? No. So I'm wrong. I admit it. Twofold. I didn't think the Celtics had what they had in them last night, and I certainly didn't think the Knicks had that egg of a performance in them last night. I'm wrong, I admit it, but what? I can't be shocked by that with all the circumstances that were in front of us.
I think it's the Celtics coming together the way they did was not surprising to me, obviously. But I'm with you on the Knicks just not being ready to go.
Also,
that's just unacceptable.
And also, BT, remember the result is that it wasn't even a game. It was a game for the first half. The Knicks got their asses kicked. The Knicks got, like, if we were to have this conversation, I thought the Knicks were going to win. You thought the Knicks were going to lose. But if we were going to say there's going to be a blowout, I would have thought that the Knicks would have been the team to blow out the Celtics last night without Tatum and with the momentum that the Knicks had. And again, I was proven incorrect. But, I mean, I'm giving you reasons why. It, to me, would be irrational or illogical if I felt that way with Jason Tatum. Without Tatum and with Porzingis a shell of himself, I mean, what's next? Who else can Boston lose and then expect, then the champion? Yeah, they're losing 5 guys here. They played the series without Hauser.
Well, they got him back, and he hit a couple threes. Yeah. A couple of good ones,
I mean,
too.
Should I expect Derek White to go for 34 and Jalen Brunson to foul out with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter? Karl Anthony Towns, OG Anunoby, and Mikal Bridges all to be no-shows? Is that what we should expect that?
We shouldn't accept that. That's the word that right. I'll use. But unfortunately, too many times, the sequence outside of the fouls with Brunson, that's not like it never happens.
Right.
You know, OG up, invisible. Bridges up, invisible. Towns up, invisible. This is kind of who they've been.
I know.
Even against the Pistons.
Well, I'll put it this way. It's why after game 5 against Detroit, I wouldn't let myself go to that level of, I believe in this team. I trust this team. And the only reason why I got there with this series is because of the injury to Tatum. I cannot believe the Celtics played as well as they did without Tatum and the Knicks played as poorly as they did knowing that Tatum wasn't there. BT and Sal on the Fan. When we come back, I do want to get into the Randle aspect of it because we had many conversations about Julius Randle and the construction of the Knicks last year. Just threw my pen at BT by accident. last year, and then Randall got himself and the T-Wolves into the Western Conference Finals last night, and then we watched what the Knicks did last night. So revisit that trade and talk a little to Julius Randall as well as your calls.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.